listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your Pilbara and Kimberley local briefing. A woman's been airlifted to Perth after being hit by a car in South Hedland. It happened yesterday afternoon, sometime between 5 and 5:30, when the 31-year-old was struck by the vehicle on parole at court, leaving them with serious injuries. Anyone who saw anything should get in touch with Crime Stoppers. An engineering and construction firm that works in the Pilbara has collapsed. Erison Group claims it was owed $47.5 million by miner Roy Hill and had to be involved in a contract dispute. It employs around 250 people across the state and has clients including BHP, Rio Tinto and FMG. A dingo responsible for attacking two young children at Karajini National Park has been humanely destroyed. A four-year-old boy was bitten on the leg on Saturday night, while a two-year-old boy was mauled in April. The campground where the attacks happened has since been reopened. Also making news, the incoming Premier has chosen his new cabinet. Deputy Premier Rita Saffiotti will become Treasurer and has gained the tourism portfolio. Bill Johnston has lost the corrective services portfolio to Police Minister Paul Papalia, and new Minister David Michael has received local government, ports and road safety. Roger Cook says they're ready to hit the ground running.
A team that has energy to deliver on our ambitious plan to ensure Western Australia continues to be the best place to live in our nation.
In sport, a big round this week for the women in the North Pilbara Football League. Kicking off on Friday night when the Karratha Falcons take on the Dampier Sharks at Bulgara Reserve at 6. Then on Saturday afternoon, the Karratha Cats face the Hedland Blazers at Kevin Richards Oval. While the Port Hedland Rovers play the Wickham Wolves at Colin Matheson Reserve, those games get underway at 3 o'clock. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.